If we daven to Hashem and recognize how important this bakasha is, this request, how urgent it is, that itself is a reason that we would get answered. Number one, this demonstrates a deep trust and belief in Hashem, which is the purpose of tefillah. It demonstrates the belief that Hashem listens to tefillah and runs the world according to our trust in Him. But also, the simple fact that we're asking so urgently and so desperately is in itself always a reason that we will be listened to, just as it works on this world between people. When we really, really need something and we beg for it and we're urgent and we display desperation, we're more likely to be answered and given what we request, and certainly when we do that with someone that loves us and cares about us. This is how David HaMelech made all his requests. As we find in Tehillim, for example, we say in Howl, Afafuni Chevle Maves, I'm surrounded by the binding of death, Umitzare Sha'ol Mitzuni, and the catastrophes of Gehenim have found me. Tzara v'yaga in emtza, pain and sorrow I found. Uv'shem Hashem ekra, and I cried out to Hashem. Ana Hashem malta nafshi, Hashem, please save me. This is how David HaMelech davened every single tefillah, with that kind of desperation, that kind of seriousness, that kind of urgency. And after that it says, Shuvi nafshi lemnuchaychi ki Hashem gamal aleichi. I can be consoled, my soul can calm down, ki Hashem gamal aleichi, because Hashem has answered my request, Hashem has given me, Hashem has paid me, which means that by asking properly, David was answered by Hashem. The Gemara in Masechtas Temura talks about Yavetz. Yavetz is an interesting person. He was one of the Shoftim, and he was the son-in-law of Kalev ben Yefuna, and it describes how he davened, and these are psukim and Shoftim. Now, Yavetz was a person who was so connected to Torah, even in those generations, that Kalev's daughter complained to him that her husband has only Torah. Where will they get supported from? And the psukim recount how Kalev answered her, which is actually an ageless question, and it's fascinating, but not for now. Needless to say, so he was a great man in those generations, and he asked of Hashem, and this is what the pasuk says. This is a pasuk in Devar Yamim. Vayikra Yavetz lelekei Yisrael. Yavetz called out to Hashem, Imborech tivarcheni, if you'll bless me, veherbeisi as gvuli, and you'll make my great, extend my boundaries, vahaisa yadcha imi, and your hand will be with me, vaasisa mire levilti atzvi, and you will make pasture for me and not allow me to get depressed. Hashem gave him all that he asked. So the Gemara explains like this. If you will bless me with Torah. V'herbei says gvuli, you'll extend my boundaries with Talmidim. And your hand will be with me, v'haisa yadcha imi, so that I don't forget my Torah. V'asisa mira, I'll have pasture, meaning I'll have friends, chaverim, that I can learn with. Levilti atzbi, I won't be saddened by the Yetzer Hara overpowering me. So if you do all that, taiv mutav, that'll be good. But if not, if you don't all do all that, then I will die with sadness. Levilti atzbi means I will become so sad, I will die. L'hareini hoylech b'nesise sha'ol, will be as if I already went down to the grave. So the Gemara says, miyad, immediately, v'yaveh Hashem asher shal. Hashem answered him and gave him his requests. So we see that since these requests are made in the fashion of life and death, that if you don't answer me, I will fall into the depth of despair and death. That's why immediately, miyad, Hashem answered him. How can a father who sees his son so desperate not answer him? The Gemara explains these requests differently as well, that they don't only refer to Ruchnius, but also to Gashmius, and they mean he should have Parnasa and health and what he needs. And those are essential for Avodas Hashem no less. Without them, one can't learn and serve Hashem. The Gemara says in one place that an Amora apologized for not being able to explain something well the night before, saying, I wasn't strong enough because I hadn't had meat to eat that day. Lack in strength and food and health leads to lack of clarity and mistakes in Torah and Halacha, and they are just as much a ruchnius request as a gashmius request, and he made them with the same amount of urgency, the same amount of desperation, and was zeicha to the immediate answer of Hashem.